It's still tough to nail down how much money the state will get from the federal stimulus, but an analysis from the National Conference of State Legislatures says it's somewhere around $3.5 billion. NCSL says that out of that, more than $1.1 billion, or nearly a third of the money, would be exclusively under the governor's control. The stimulus, as it's currently written, would force the governor to spend around $700 million of that on public schools and higher education. The other $450 million would be pretty wide open. There are a few strings attached, other than the governor would have to spend it on some kind of government services. NCSL's Carl Tubesing says that's a provision legislators throughout the country disagree with.
Legislatures, after all, have the power of the purse and the appropriation authority, and we are working as this bill goes through the process to try to get that changed.
In Wisconsin, Assembly Republicans and at least a couple Democratic senators say they want more legislative oversight for stimulus spending. NCSL says the rest of the stimulus money that goes to states would get doled out through existing programs, using formulas that have been set up in the past between legislatures, governors, and Congress. So when it comes to using the money for new buildings, for example, Wisconsin's Building Commission would have a say in whether a project moves forward. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.